you are now going to face arguably the best quarterback in the history of the game. What's the mindset going in for this particular game, especially on a team and a defense that's been reeling the last couple of games?
The mindset, you know, we gotta try to outsmart Brady, because man, he's unbelievably smart. I mean, you know, like you said, he is like the best, you know, probably the best quarterback I've seen in my era. So all we can do is just study film, study him up, and you know, to try to out-scheme him.
More important, I guess, a guy like Brady to hold up his receivers early on and give your pass rush a chance to get to him.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's just not for Brady. That's just for any team. If we can just hold up the receivers, the rush will get there. So, you know, we just got to do our job on the outside, and, you know, we just got to play better.
How prepared do you feel for what you're about to face these last 5 weeks?
I mean, mentally, I feel very confident. You know, confident in my skills and my technique. You know, I'm not changing anything I do in practice. I practice hard. All I do is focus on my technique. Now, the only difference is, you know, I'm actually going to be in the game. You know, try to take what I take from the practice field to the game time.
Do you think some of the criticism towards you was unfair about that last game? What went down?
I don't know if I heard any criticism. I mean, I really wasn't even on social media like that, so I don't know what y'all have heard, because I didn't hear anything. The only thing I really heard is my teammates texting me, my coach texting me, everything's all good. Just, you know, keep grinding like you usually do and just keep competing.
Eric, it looked like as the game wore on, you got more aggressive with Calvin. I mean, early on, maybe you were conscious of him getting behind you. After that, you were a little bit more, you played him more aggressive. Is it kind of the way it...
Oh, yeah. When I first got in, I was kind of hesitant, like, I don't want to get run by, you know. But then as the game wore on, you know, I got more to my game, being aggressive on receivers. And after a while, I just started seeing, like, oh, okay, he just another guy just like me. So I started getting more comfortable playing more aggressive. So, yeah, that's how the game kind of went.
I guess today was the first day you had reps with the ones. What was that like for you, kind of looking around in the reality of, like, I'm with this group now?
I mean, it wasn't my first time being out there with him. I used to go out there with him when we ran our dime package. So, but, you know, to me, it was just, you know, just another practice. All I do is just sit on the island, try to focus on my footwork and my technique, and obviously just trying to get better. So, no reality hit when I was out there in practice.
You played, like, against Washington, I think, maybe 75, 77 snaps. After that, you didn't play a whole lot. Was that tough for you mentally to, you know, to go back and sit down?
I mean, yeah, it was pretty tough mentally. But I knew getting all those snaps wasn't because, like, oh, I'm better than Nolan Carroll, Byron Maxwell. That was obviously because of injury. But, I mean, mentally it was tough because, you know, obviously every competitor wants to get out there and compete. But I just know I had to be patient because I have two great corners in front of me, so nothing much I can do. So, you know, I just had to stay patient.
What is your